in the limelight.
The key merit of China's national defense in the new era, a white paper released by the State Council in Beijing, is to clear any remaining doubts about where the Middle Kingdom is coming from and where it's going to by 2049, the mythical date to theoretically be restored as the foremost global power. Stay with us for an article that appeared on Asia Times titled China Lays Out Its Roadmap by investigative Brazilian journalist Pepe Escobar. Although not ultra-heavy on specifics, the white paper certainly should be read as the Chinese counterpoint to the U.S. national security strategy as well as the national defense strategy. It goes without saying that every sentence is being carefully scrutinized by the Pentagon, which regards China as a malign actor and a threat, the terminology associated with its alleged Chinese aggression mantra. To cut to the chase, and to the perpetuating delight of China's supporters and critics, here are the white paper's essentials. The Beijing leadership openly asserts that, as the U.S. has adjusted to its national security and defense strategies and adopted unilateral policies that essentially undermine global strategic stability, vast sectors of the global South would concur. The counterpart is the evolution of the China-Russia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership of Coordination for a New Era, now playing a significant role in maintaining global strategic stability. In parallel, Beijing is very careful to praise the military relationship with the U.S. in accordance with the principles of non-conflict, non-confrontation, mutual respect, and win-win cooperation. The military-to-military relationship should work as a stabilizer for the relations between the two countries and hence contribute to the China-U.S. relationship based on coordination, cooperation, and stability. Another key counterpart to the U.S. and NATO is the increasingly crucial role of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, which is forging a constructive partnership of non-alliance and non-confrontation that targets no third party, expanding security and defense cooperation, and creating a new model for regional security cooperation. The white paper stresses that the SCO has now grown into a new type of comprehensive regional cooperation organization covering the largest area and population in the world. Something that is factually correct. The latest SCO summit in Bishkek did wonders in featuring some of the group's much-vaunted qualities, especially mutual trust, consultation, respect for diverse civilization, and pursuit of common development. On hotspots, contrary to Western skepticism, the white paper asserts that the situation of the South China Sea is generally stable, and that a balanced, stable, open, an inclusive Asian security architecture continues to develop. There should be no illusion regarding Beijing's position on Taiwan independence, which will never deviate from what was said by Little Helmsman Deng Xiaoping in late 1970s. Separatist forces and their actions remain the gravest immediate threat to peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait and the biggest barrier hindering the peaceful reunification of the country, unquote. In regard to the turmoil Hong Kong, and the degree it reflects interference by external forces, the white paper shapes Hong Kong as the model to be followed on the way to Taiwan. China adheres to the principles of peaceful reunification and one country, two systems, promotes peaceful development of cross-strait relations and advances peaceful reunification of the country. On the South China Sea, the White Paper notes that countries from the outside the region conduct frequent reconnaissance on China by air and sea, and illegally enter China's territorial waters and the waters and airspace near China's islands and reefs, undermining China's national security. So there won't be any misunderstanding, it says. The South China Sea Islands and Diao Islands are inalienable parts of the Chinese territory. ASEAN and Japan will have to deal with what Beijing says are facts. While noting that great progress has been made in the revolution in military affairs with Chinese characteristics, the Sino version of the Pentagon's, the White Paper admits that the PLA still lags far behind the world's leading militaries. The commitment is unmistakable to fully transform the People's Armed Forces into world-class forces by mid-21st century. Special emphasis is placed on China's relatively quiet, behind-the-scenes diplomacy. China has played a constructive role in the political settlement of regional hotspots, such as the Korean Peninsula issue. The corollary could not be more clear out. China opposes hegemony, unilateralism, and double standards. Arguably, the most important point made by the White Paper, in stark contrast with the Chinese aggression narrative, is that never seeking hegemony, expansion, or spheres of influence is qualified as the distinctive feature of China's national defense in the new era. This is backed up by what could be defined as distinctive Chinese approach to international relations, to respect the rights of all peoples to independently choose their own development path, and the settlement of international disputes through equal dialogue, negotiation, and consultation. China is opposed to interference in internal affairs of others, abuse of the weak by the strong, and any attempt to impose one's will on others. So the roadmap is on the table for all to see. It will be fascinating to watch reactions from myriad latitudes across the global South.